This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Meeting the demands of the world's biggest consumer class is no easy thing. I'm not talking about us here. I'm talking about China. The Chinese are hungry for oil and food and increasingly timber. Luckily for them, one of the world's biggest natural forests lies just to its south across the border in Myanmar. The government in Myanmar bans timber exports, but as Marketplace's Rob Schmitz reports, China keeps finding a way around that.
The streets of Pianma are lined with sawmills. They're also lined with logs as big as cars, teak, rosewood, and golden camphor, all of them felled illegally across the border in Burma from old-growth forests and brought to the Chinese side to be cut down into furniture.
These trees were several hundred years old.
Li Xiaomei and her husband Li Jianli run this sawmill. Business is good. Demand from China's growing middle class is strong. And that's why across the border, Chinese crews cut down each year swathes of forest twice the size of New York City. Thing is, all of this is illegal. Burma has banned the export of timber to protect its old-growth forests. And across the border in the Burmese state of Kachin, there's an ongoing civil war. Furniture maker Lee says this makes it easier for Chinese companies to log.
They're very poor over there, and the local militia bosses will sign contracts to cut a mountainside. Our Chinese companies build roads, bridges, and schools for their people, and in return, they sell us timber.
According to the Environmental Investigation Agency, an international NGO, more than $500 million worth of timber has come across this border. The agency's Julian Newman has visited the area and written reports on the cross-border timber trade.
The problem is that China is a hungry nation in terms of timber. It's got a deficit between its local production and what it needs. And it looks to many countries, including Myanmar, to get its raw materials from.
Newman suspects China's government plays a part in this illegal trade, too.
We're talking about almost 1 million cubic meters of wood come across the border a year of logs, which are illegal under Myanmar law. That's not something you can hide easily. Therefore, there must be some complicity at the border.
At the border crossing in Pianma, a Chinese guard armed with a machine gun orders me to delete pictures I took of the border. It's a sensitive place. Apart from illegal timber, drugs make their way across this border, and there's a war going on just beyond it. But traffic from Burma has been slow recently. A year ago, the Burmese army arrested 155 Chinese loggers, sentencing them to life in prison. They were eventually pardoned when China's government agreed to halt the import of Burmese timber. The ban has only been in effect a few months, but furniture maker Yang Xili says it's had a huge impact on Pianma's economy.
Before, there were more than 300 sawmills here. Now there are fewer than 30. There used to be at least 60,000 people in this little town. Now you can't find 6,000.
Yang says his salary of $5,000 a month has been cut in half. And he's sculpting the last of his timber reserves into tables, chairs, and desks. But there's hope, he says.
We've been told the government will lift the ban in March.
Half of Burma is covered by natural forest. It's projected that by 2030, 115,000 square miles, an area the size of Arizona, will be cut down. And in this Chinese border town, loggers eagerly wait to do just that. In Pianma, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.